In the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
go crazy, punch a higher floor. Please join me in welcoming your 2026 commencement speaker, Eric Church.
Now, I wouldn't normally do as much speech playing as I'm going to do this morning, but I was literally having a conversation with John. I'm like, John, I'm wanting to play this Eric Church commencement address for like 2 weeks, ever since he did it. Of course, we just got done playing the speech by Bob Patterson, but he's like, well, do them both. I'm like, okay, it's Friday. Why not? This one I have cut into pieces, but it's you know, anyway, we'll get there. Eric Church, who is merely a name to me. He's a country music singer.
What?
Yeah, it's just a name. I've heard the name. I wouldn't. He could walk into a room and I wouldn't know who he was.
What?
Or wouldn't know him different from any of the other country singers that you guys deal with all the time. That's just me. You know, it's like I don't know who they are. But he gave a fabulous commencement address at UNC, and you have to understand that it's UNC because him being a Tar Heel is a even though he didn't go there, him being a fan is a huge part of the speech. Without any more preface, Eric Church.
I've been grinding on this for a little bit about how to do it. I have torn up multiple speeches. I have thrown things. And in one of my fits of frustration, I sat down with a guitar. And I thought, man, who am I kidding? I need to figure out a way to do this with a guitar. So if you'll indulge me, I want to start with a sound. You know this sound. It's a guitar that's out of tune, something that almost gets there, that tries, but doesn't. And some ancient, honest part of your brain knows it immediately. You don't need training to hear it. You just know. That sound is the sound of something beautiful that has not been tended to. Six strings. When all six are in tune, the chords they make can stop a conversation cold. Carry a broken person through the worst night of their life, or make a room full of strangers feel for 3 minutes like they've known each other forever. But if even one is off, the whole chord unravels. Not gradually, not politely. The moment you strike it, you know. I believe your life runs on this principle. And I'm going to break it down for you right now and tell you about your strings, okay?
I love that he decided to use the guitar as a teaching device, the key strings of your life, and that you know what out of tune sounds like. And by the way, the skill level, not just to play it right, but to be going back and forth between off and, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here goes Eric Church on the six strings that are your life.
String one, the low E, that is your foundation. The low E is the thickest string. It is the heaviest. Every chord a guitar can make rest on this string being in tune. Your faith is the low E of your life, the thing that sits at the very bottom of you. Your belief about what this life is for, what you owe, what holds the universe together when science reaches the edge of its own explanation and shrugs. The people who tend to their faith in ordinary seasons do not come undone in extraordinary ones. They still hurt. They still sit in hospital waiting rooms asking unanswerable questions at 3 a.m. But they have a foundation to return to. The world will try to untune this string through busyness, through slow accumulation of a full schedule, a full inbox, a full life. Listen to me. Tend to your faith, not just when you're broken, but when you're whole.
Can I tell you, I came away from this thinking, not only, obviously, as a fantastic musician, but the writing. I really enjoy good writing, and this is so well written.
String two. String two is family, okay? Look out at these bleachers. Look around. Somewhere in that crowd is someone who has loved you longer than you've been easy to love. It's true. Someone who saw you at your actual worst, not your public-facing worst, and didn't leave you. Someone who worked a job they didn't love to put a book in your hands you sometimes didn't open. Someone who sat alone in a quiet house and cried the weekend you moved into dorms and wondered, have I done enough? That is family. And the A string is where the music starts to get warm. It gives a chord its body, its richness. It's the string that makes you feel like you're not alone in a room. I want to warn you about something. You're about to get busy in ways that feel important, and many are. Professionally ambitious, creatively alive, building the life you've been pointed toward for 4 years, and family, because they love you with a grace you will spend most of your life trying to deserve, will rarely demand your time. They'll tell you they understand, and they'll mean it. Do not take them up on it. Call your people. Not when there's news, not when there's nothing. Show up when it costs you something. Let them see you when things are hard. The A string is not a holiday string. It's an everyday string. Protect it.
Just tuning in, this is Eric Church at the commencement address for University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, UNC, which he is a huge fan of. And even though he is a country musician, man, I was blown away by this speech. I had several people recommend it to me, like, oh, I got to share that with my people. All right, so we'll be back to this in just a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
And you love the way that he's wrote this
speech. Oh, yeah, the writing, the object lesson is fantastic. Everything about it is fantastic. Don't try to sell me, John. You'll overdo it.
Most of his... No, I don't want to say 95% of his songs. Okay, anyway, let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 just south of 10 Mile Road, approaching 9 Mile Road. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Let me talk myself into it, John. All right, string three.
The D string, the heart of a chord. On a guitar, the D string sits right at the heart of the instrument, in the middle of the low and high strings, giving the chord its body and its soul. Strike a full chord in a D string is what you feel in the center of your chest. That is not an accident. That is exactly what the right spouse and partner will do for your life. The person you choose to share your life with is the most important decision you will ever make outside of your faith. They will either amplify every other string you're playing or slowly pull the whole instrument into an out-of-tune mess. Not that I know that. I love you, honey. Find your best friend, someone you want to talk to at the end of a long day. Look for shared values over shared interest. You don't need to love the same food or music. You need the same compass, though it would be a benefit if you both hated NC State.
Nice. So on Same. Point.
That wasn't in the speech I added. I'm throwing it in there. The right partner is the string that makes the whole chord ring fuller and warmer and truer than anything you could ever play alone. Choose them wisely and then love them fiercely.
Oh, man, 100% affirmation. Shared values, not shared food and music preferences.
The G string. That's what it's called. Sorry. I didn't name the damn thing. That's just what it is. The G string drifts faster than the others on a guitar. I can promise you that is true. I have dealt with it my whole life. It's because ambition and resilience both live on this string, and they pull in opposite directions. I want you to want things. You should want things. The world has more than enough people standing at the edge of their own potential, waiting for a permission slip that was never going to arrive. Want the thing. Say it out loud. Build toward it with everything you have. And when you fail, and you will fail. Hemingway wrote it plainly, right in the sternum. The world breaks everyone. Afterward, the best of us are stronger at the broken places. Get back up, tune the string, keep playing.
You see why I love this, right? And why so many people have loved this as a fabulous speech. String five.
The G string.
Sorry about that. Here we go.
The B string is about community. Your generation faces a temptation no generation before has ever faced. The temptation to perform for everyone and belong to no one. To be globally visible and locally invisible. To have thousands of followers and no one knows actually where you live. Resist this. Plant yourself somewhere. Put down roots with the full intention of growing there. Learn the actual names, not usernames, of the people around you. Volunteer. Coach the team. Build the thing your community needs, even if the internet will never see it. Generosity.
I love that they applauded for this.
Generosity is not something you do after you make it. It's how you make it. And if you get lost, and at some point, I promise you, you will, you have a place you belong now. Come back. Walk through the quad on a fall day. Or sit on Franklin Street on a game day. And remember, these are my people because I am a Tar Heel.
Somebody texts, it's not just NC State, it's Duke. I told you it's coming.
My last tour took me 42,185 miles over North America. And every single night, near and far, someone had on a Carolina flag, a Carolina hat, or a Carolina jersey. You will find yourselves, speaking from experience, high-fiving strangers wearing Carolina gear in faraway airports, or staying up across time zones to catch the moments, last moments of a game, or canceling a show in Texas to be with your people in the Final Four as you vanquish Coach K,
he did that.
You're welcome. And having the ultimate pride knowing that's the night my boys learn the Carolina fight song ends with Go to Hell, Duke.
Nice.
True. Carry this community with you as you plant your roots. It will reap a bountiful harvest and make your song richer and fuller.
Finally, string six.
And finally, the high E string. This is the thinnest string. It's the highest note, the one that carries the melody, that single line above the chord that everyone in this room recognizes and takes with them on the way home. It's also the one bent most easily by outside pressure. Social media is going to show you 1,000 versions of a life that looks better than yours. The comparison will be relentless, curated, and a lie, dressed up in really good lighting. Someone's comments, someone's criticism, someone's cold opinion is going to try to convince you to retune yourself to match what they think you should sound like. Do not let them touch your string. You were made uniquely, wonderfully, distinctly. There's a sound only you can make, a voice that has never existed before you and will never exist again. A contribution only you can bring, a way of seeing that belongs to only you. The world does not need another cover song. It needs an original.
Mm. And then final thoughts.
Six strings of life and willingness to keep them in tune. Six principles, six pillars. When all six are in tune with each other, the chord your life makes is full and resonant and true. All six will drift. Not one or two, all six, in their own time, in their own season. Your faith will go quiet when you need it loud. Your family will get complicated in a way only the people who love you most can complicate things. You will go through hard seasons with your spouse. Your ambition will hollow out and your resilience will wear thin. Your community will start to feel like an obligation and your world will try to sand down the edges of exactly who you are. This is not failure. This is not weakness. It's the inevitable universal experience of living in an imperfect world that doesn't stop to let us tune up. and the difference between a life that sounds like music and a life that sounds like noise is whether you stop and listen, whether you're honest enough to hear which string has drifted out of tune and humble enough to make the adjustment instead of just turning up the volume and hoping nobody notices. Because you will notice. The part of you that knows what the chord should sound like will always notice. It will not let you go. Life won't be right until it is tuned. Trust what your heart hears and is telling you about your song. So graduates, now I encourage you to take your six strings, make it something worth hearing, and play your song as I leave you with mine.
Yeah, so we played him a song as a bonus. You get an Eric Church concert.
Hang on, we got to do this the right way. Hang on.
Wait, don't talk, please.
We got to go to do other stuff, John.
I want you to play it. I want you to sit
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Okay, no accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. I-10, I-110. Everything is flowing smoothly listening to Eric Church. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you're looking for a good place to eat today, Reservoir, fantastic new restaurant, fine casual, renovated former Milano Brothers corner store right there across from the skate park and the community garden and PPD on Hayne and Jackson. Casey Jones and his wife are the ones who did this. It's kind of like a casual upscale coffee shop feel is the way I think of it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch on Saturday. They've got all kinds of stuff from filet to shrimp and grits to Cuban sandwiches and ponzu crunch and burgers and the Kaneka Reka, which is a sausage and biscuits, handcrafted coffee, you know, local beer on tap. Just really a interesting mix of things. Very good stuff. Voted the best new restaurant in Pensacola in weekly. Reservoir. Stop by today at the corner of Hayne and Jackson Street.
If you're paying attention to the race for Florida's next governor, then perhaps you know the name Paul Renner. Mr. Renner will be at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola this Sunday afternoon, May the 31st at 1 p.m. I'm going to host an on-platform interview with Mr. Renner, and then he'll receive your questions. Listen, these gubernatorial candidates, they're applying for a job, and we get to conduct the job interview. And remember, in our constitutional republic, these political officials represent us, but they can't represent us well if we don't interact with them. You might say, I don't care who my next governor is. Well, you should. So many of us have seen the moral decline across our country in recent years, and there are many reasons for that moral decline. But part of the blame is to be laid at the feet of apathetic Americans. So let's interview these candidates and elect righteous magistrates. I encourage you to join us this Sunday afternoon, May the 31st at 1 p.m. at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
This June, Osceola Golf Course turns 100 years old. Step into a century of stories with friends and family at Osceola Golf Course. Join Osceola Golf Course for the centennial celebration June 5th through 7th with a story slam, great food, and a free family golf clinic. All weekend, don't miss the $100 tee time special. Range balls included, up to four players. Osceola Golf Course, 100 years strong and still swinging. Osceola Golf Course is owned and managed by Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Visit OsceolaGolf.com for more information.
When Pensacola Sports plays, everyone wins. For over 70 years, Pensacola Sports has been in the game, creating, recruiting, hosting, and supporting amateur, collegiate, and professional events that make the Pensacola area a premier sports destination. Every event, every electrifying moment drives real economic impact and delivers top-tier competition that elevates our quality of life. This is more than sports. This is Pensacola's game. Pensacola Sports, the team behind the biggest moments. Learn more at PensacolaSports.org.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Do you have a message for your mother?
Yes. Tell her I feel fine.
There's a cabin in a valley.
John said that he would take me outside of the woodshed and treat me badly if I didn't at least play you some of the song that Eric Church played
afterward.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have returned.
I just think it's great that he gave the speech and then also followed it with the song. I mean, it's perfect. It's just like nobody can ever compete with you for a commencement address ever again.
Nope.
Like, done. Finished.
Drop the mic.
There you go. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The bodies of six out of the nine missing victims at the Nippon Dynawave packaging plant chemical implosion in Washington have now been recovered. They were found in an area where workers were preparing for their next shift. The search still continues for three missing people. Eight were confirmed dead. Seven were injured.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, we got a special treat for you coming up. No, not another speech, even though the both of them have been great, right?
Yeah.
Byron Donalds, congressman and candidate for governor, is going to join us next for a campaign interview. We'll see what he has to say. It should be interesting.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump still hasn't signed off on the tentative deal struck by the U.S. and Iran.
Here is what's on the table regarding the potential 60-day agreement. The Strait of Hormuz fully reopens and mines are removed within 30 days. The U.S. lifts its blockade, allowing Iran to sell oil freely. Iran agrees to not pursue a nuclear weapon, and talks begin on disposing its enriched uranium.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul in Dubai. The two-day manhunt on Hawaii's Big Island is over.
Locating the suspect concealed within a small cave on the neighboring property. The suspect, identified as Jacob Baker, male 36, was taken into custody without incident.
That's Hawaii County Police Chief Reed Mahuna. Cops accused Baker of killing three elderly men. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got mostly cloudy skies at the moment with 77 degrees across the area. We'll get a full look at our forecast in just a few minutes. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says police from Orange Beach ignored previous warnings about bringing homeless individuals into Pensacola. The sheriff is publicly criticizing Orange Beach police and the city after a homeless man was dropped off at Waterfront Rescue Mission earlier this week.
We're hearing information that happens a lot, dozens, if not hundreds of times, but not just from Orange Beach, from other areas as well. But after, there comes a time when you say enough is enough. Let's, you cannot, just abuse our tax dollars.
And Simmons talked to Channel 3. He says homelessness is already straining local resources and says other communities shouldn't be shifting the burden into Escambia County. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan said he was unaware of any prior complaints and he believed the situation could have been handled with a phone call instead of social media posts. The sheriff said his office already tried addressing it privately before going public. State Representative Alex Andrade says Florida lawmakers are being rushed into voting on one of the biggest tax proposals in state history. The representative said he only received the written language for Governor DeSantis's property tax plan on Wednesday afternoon.
He's dropping this stuff in the last minute. We found out yesterday we were going to have a special session next Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm driving over to Tallahassee to present my health care budget tomorrow morning and pass the budget, and then going home on tomorrow night, and then I'll have to come back over on, I guess, Monday through Wednesday to take up this proposal. And
it would eventually eliminate property taxes and includes a five-year residency requirement for new homeowners could receive the full benefit of the expanded homestead exemption. The special session is scheduled for June 1st through June 3rd. Even if lawmakers do approve it, the proposal would still have to be placed on the ballot and get 60% voter approval as a constitutional amendment. Santa Rosa County Animal Services is hosting a low-cost drive-through pet vaccination and microchip clinic tomorrow from 9 until 11 a.m. at the shelter on Pine Forest Road in Milton. Services include rabies vaccinations, microchipping, and additional vaccines for cats and dogs. All services combined will cost $40 cash only, but pet owners can also pay only for what they need. Santa Rosa County residents will have to show ID. Pre-registration is available online at the Santa Rosa County Animal Services website. A teenager's in custody after a shooting in Walton County on Thursday. It happened on Stella Drive near Freeport, prompted some lockdowns at local schools. Deputies say canine teams and a drone were used to track down the suspect, who was taken into custody less than an hour after the incident. And, there will be some road closures this evening for the Grand Fiesta Parade. The parade kicks off at 7 p.m. The closures will start at about 4. The route will go north Palafox, across Garden, down south Jefferson and Main. And parking, of course, is prohibited on that parade route. You can see the map online on social media, check out the City of Pensacola or PPD Facebook page. We've also got it on the News Radio website. 735. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything to slow you down, even through the construction zones. Everything looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will be seeing a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Heading into Sunday, 50% chance of rain, high near 87. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 77 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are down this morning by more than 1% on reports of a potential U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal. West Texas Intermediate at roughly $87 a barrel, Brent at $92. A new filing shows that Tesla now has 42 autonomous vehicles authorized for driverless ride hailing in Texas, a fleet that's less than one-tenth the size of Waymo's in the state. Department of Motor Vehicles website also reveals that Waymo, Alphabet's self-driving vehicle business, has more than 550 authorized robo-taxis in Texas. Okta shares gained 8% after the company beat Wall Street's fiscal first quarter estimates as demand for identity security tools spikes with the onslaught of artificial intelligence. CEO Todd McKinnon told CNBC that AI is spiking demand for identity tools, but Okta's AI strategy hasn't tapped into its full potential just yet. Futures are still moderately higher as traders eye developments in the Middle East. Dow futures up by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
Spring is here. Oh yeah. And it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With four locations in the News Radio area, visit sunnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sunny's here.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her
well,
place.
Well, we're waiting. Like Ted Knight in Caddyshack. Well, we're waiting. It's the best I could do. Byron Donald's campaign. Byron Donald's supposed to be calling in here in a second, and their folks are checking. So, you know, hopefully we get him. If we don't, well, maybe some other time, or maybe not at all. Who knows? Have you been paying attention to this? All the stuff around the texts in the water, Midway water trial, this is a crazy story. I mean, this is really crazy. P&J doing a good job of covering this, but basically this is the follow-up to remember the water contamination where the, you know, the sewer line was connected to the water line, and, you know, Gulf Breeze already settled, and there were three defendants in all this. Well, 28 clients who won a $37 million jury verdict against Midway Water. Now there's a question that they're calling for a mistrial on that. And, you know, what's so interesting is the texts that were back and forth. I was, as Tom McLaughlin from the PNJ writing about this, you had jurors texting the attorneys during the trial, during the process.
Isn't that
yes,
illegal?
That's not, they're not supposed to do that. And saying things like, weird, this tequila tastes like a mistrial, or my glass of mistrial. My word. And those are real quotes. The motion filed by Morgan & Morgan, Mitchell Shermer, states the text messages between Midway's lawyers and CSK are flagrantly inappropriate and have delegitimized the entire juror interview process. Holy smokes. I've just never heard of this. One of the texts, I legit cannot believe I can now say I know the two most badass attorneys around. Y'all celeb status in my mind. They're getting like fan texts. It's so weird. In the filing, these messages make clear that after communicating with CSK, the jurors developed vendettas against the plaintiffs. They're motivated to provide the basis for Midway to be granted a mistrial and have developed a close relationship with Richard Fillmore and Laura Puente, who represented Midway throughout the case. Accuses the attorneys of working with the jurors to plot how to obtain a mistrial. Like, they're working together to obtain an outcome. Again, the allegation. Coordinating a lunch before and after the jurors signed their affidavits and discussing meeting up for big kid drinks. 130 texts back and forth. So, the motion says, to put it mildly, plaintiffs were shocked to see the sheer volume of text exchanged between those jurors and Midway's counsel, and even more astonished by the content of those messages. You think at least five texts from one juror, again, reading from the Tom McLaughlin P&J article, at least five texts from one juror and two from the second induced speculation that a mistrial in the case, which would benefit Midway Water System greatly, was imminent. Current vibe manifesting a mistrial, followed by a yes from the second juror. So it's like a group thread. Okay, it's one thing to be, you know, a juror doing the bad things. These lawyers, if this is all true, right? The lawyers are participating and reacting and not telling the judge. Oh man, this comes out, and how do you go to work the next day? Like, how do you show up at the law office? Oh, hey guys, yeah, about that. Oh, man, this is wild stuff. All right, do we have Congressman Donalds on the line? Very good. Congressman Byron Donalds, Florida's 19th district, is on the line. He is running for the seat of governor, as, of course, Governor DeSantis has termed out. He went to FAMU, then he went to FSU, where he graduated. He's originally from New York. Don't hold it against him. He was raised by a single mom. He was in the fall of 2012. He ran for the U.S. House and did not win. He then ran for the Florida House and was there for 4 years. Now he is in the 19th Congressional District from 2020 until now. Nominated for Speaker two different times and in two very different circumstances and endorsed by President Trump. He was a Democrat until 2010, but don't hold that against him. And he's got a background in banking, finance, and credit, and he joins us now. Congressman Byron Donalds, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. So, it's been my experience that the difference between being a legislator and being an executive is kind of significant. You know, Rick Scott, he was an executive and then he became an executive in office. Now he's a legislator. I've found it kind of awkward for him. Governor DeSantis was a legislator and a lawyer and he became an executive. And sometimes that's worked, sometimes that hasn't. You're a legislator. Persuade me that you'd be a good executive.
Two important things. One, I spent 17 years of my career in banking, insurance, and financial services. I'm the only person running that actually has a private sector background in finance and in economics. That's one. Two, in my time in Congress, I've spent my time working closely with the leadership about how we craft the legislation to get it off the House floor and into the hands of the executive. Three, my vision is that, number one, we keep the Florida that everybody has come to know and love, but we do have to manage for additional growth. We have to modernize internal operations, streamline them, make sure that they're efficient for the people of Florida, everything from permitting to water quality, water management, and power growth on our power grids. And so I think what that requires is somebody who understands not just the policy side of these things, but also the economic underpinnings of them. And I think that's why I think my skill set translates very well to becoming the state's next governor.
By the way, kudos for giving me a bullet list with subpoints. I love that. You put a one in under your three. I love that. That's fantastic. Let's talk about things that Floridians really care about. I think one of the biggest things that people care about and they complain about right now is housing insurance. It's a huge problem. It seems like any day you might wake up and, oh, it's $2,000. It's $10,000. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Do you have a plan to improve that in Florida?
Yeah, we're actually working through the details of it right now. But in short, I think it's time to relook at Florida's catastrophe fund. By the way, when I was in the Florida House, I chaired the insurance and banking subcommittee. So this is subject matter that I went through when I was in the Florida House. But that being said, I think there's ways where we can make adjustments to Florida's insurance regulatory framework where we can push down costs even further. The tort reform that Governor DeSantis and the legislature brought in back in 2022, we're starting to see the evidence that the loss ratio in our insurance companies is going down. Last year, our insurance companies did not request a rate increase. It's the first time that hasn't happened in about 6-7 years in Florida, which is a good thing. And some of the early data that I'm looking at demonstrates that we might see some rate reductions. I think we have to build on top of that success from Governor DeSantis and then look at the actual regulatory system to turn the dials, for lack of a better phrase, to find ways to further push costs down in Florida. There are ways to do it where it actually requires less dollars coming out of the policyholders in Florida that would directly be seen in people's pocketbooks. The last piece is about the replacement cost. What most people, when they're insuring their property, what I always try to tell people is that you're not insuring what you paid for your house. You're insuring what it costs to replace that house. So one of our initiatives is going to be that if you're in a post-storm environment, you're trying to rebuild your house, your permits are automatic. No more waiting 6 months or 8 months or 10 months to get a permit to rebuild the property that was already permitted and built in our state. If your house is something that has been built after 1993 when we changed the building code after Hurricane Andrew, those permits should be automatic. Anything before that, yeah, the review should happen, of course, because you have to update to the new code, but we don't want that to take forever. And we want to make sure that Florida's governmental operations is there to support communities who are affected by storms when they occur.
By the way, we're talking to Byron Donalds. He is a congressman right now, and he wants to be the next governor running in the primary as a Republican. How old are your kids, Byron?
22, 18, and 15.
Okay, so the 15-year-old, when you, in my head, I have a, 19 and a 17. When you said 6-7 years, I thought, oh, your 15-year-old would have appreciated that. We're talking to Byron Donalds. hang on for me for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents or delays to report to you right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The other, obviously right now we have a big issue where the governor has now sprung this 3-day special session. I read it as he's deliberately doing that right after the budget because he can threaten line item veto, which he has bragged about being able to use for political retaliation or getting people in line. In any case, the issue is property tax reform, the big chunk of homesteads being, eliminated for property taxes and the massive hit that would be to local budgets, county and state budgets, tens of millions of dollars a year here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Congressman Donalds, what do you think of this property tax reform policy or property tax reform in general?
Well, look, like I said the other day when the governor announced that I support what the governor's trying to accomplish. Wait, hold on a second. Sorry, my wife has an app on my phone with the gate. Somebody was going to the gate. Anyway.
You can always pause me for talking to your wife. That's 100% allowed. I endorse that decision.
Well, listen, I support what the governor's trying to accomplish, and here's why. Number one, property taxes have doubled in our state over the last decade. They're up massively over the last 5 years. Two, but philosophically, it's your house. Should you really have to rent your house from the government every single year? Should you have to pay a fee to the government every single year to keep your house? I think where a lot of this is going to really get shucking out is over the next couple of days. Let's see what the governor and the legislature come back with, because the governor's put out his proposal and he has his language, but obviously the legislature really is the one in control here. You need 60% of the votes in both chambers. So we'll see what occurs. But I do support what the governor's trying to accomplish because, look, our seniors on fixed income, I mean, they're struggling, man, between taxes and insurance, which are way more than they ever accounted for them to be. Florida's government has to step up and try to get something accomplished. When it comes to local governmental budget, I think that's something that the legislature over these next couple of days is going to try to hammer out as well to see if we can get to a situation that's going to work for homesteaders and the people who call Florida home, while making sure we deliver the services, the key services that are critical in every local government.
What do you think about this process? The legislature had session and, you know, the House put up one thing, the Senate never voted on it. You know, the governor never really made a proposal, but now we're calling a special session on a rush with barely any time to work it out. Do you think that's good governance as policy, like, you know, process wise? I mean,
It's not the best. I'll just tell you that. I think they probably should have handled this in the middle of session, when there was more time to go through this. I mean, but also, let's be very clear. Even though there wasn't something put on the floor, I know the House put a bunch of proposals up pretty early, and they settled in on one proposal. But even if you did that, there was still a lot of people talking about this in the background, looking over the details, looking over the numbers. So I don't think people should understand that it's just like some rush process where nobody's been looking at anything. That's not true. I think the members have been going through the data kind of in the background, essentially waiting for the governor to come with his plan. And I think the governor coming with his plan was really going to be the linchpin for all of the activity in Tallahassee.
No, I think that's a fair point. We've been talking about this a lot. And so it would be different if we were out of the blue suddenly rushing a special session to make this happen. One of the things that has been, you know, there are many of us, myself, I'm in this camp. I really loved what Governor DeSantis did in his first term. I mean, I will never stop praising him for how he handled COVID. In the second term, things have not always gone as well. One of the things that here locally we've noticed that I have seen be problems across the state, it's weird little bureaucratic stuff like filling appointments. We had a county commission seat that was vacant for like 10 months. We had a kind of our local water and recycling company. ECUA was vacant for a long time when a member died. And you know, the Escambia Children's Trust has had vacancies. Our boards of trustees on UWF, University of West Florida, and Pensacola State College both had vacancies. So the filling of vacancies I have seen be a problem across the state, just a bureaucratic challenge. But then the use of those vacancies to create political appointments at UWF and PSC has really angered a lot of people locally. What's your philosophy about filling vacancies, about appointments, using them or not using them to political effect, you know, using people in the state, using local recommendations? How will you handle that process?
I think it's a balance. I think you do have to get real input from people in local communities about who has the subject matter knowledge on those issues, who's been around long enough to really understand the dynamics of your local county, while at the same time, you know, looking at it from the state's perspective and what are essentially the economic viewpoints that the state wants to see in those types of positions. And I'll give you an example. Back in 2014, I was appointed as a trustee to Florida Southwestern State College by Rick Scott when he was governor. When I got appointed, people were like, really? But my background was finance also, but a passion for education. So when I got on the board, people were like, okay, this makes sense. I see why Rick Scott made this appointment. But I think it's both. I think the better question to what you're bringing up earlier is making sure that it's done as efficiently as possible. And, you know, people who've worked with me know me is that I don't really like a lot of dead time hanging around. Like, if something has to be done, we're just going to figure out a strategy, work through it pretty quickly, be efficient, and then be responsive to what's happening with some of these boards around the state.
It's an unfair question to ask with such a short time that we have left, about 2 minutes, but obviously, Florida went through a redistricting. You know, looks like that's going to hold up post-Calais. You know, you happen to be, if people don't know, you happen to be Black. You're a Republican. The view of a lot of Black Democrats is that they have been denied seats now because of the redistricting, that this seems like, you know, an odd form of political racism or something like that. What do you think should be done with redistricting? Given Florida's history, given the Calais decision, are you satisfied with the current districts? You tell me what you think.
No, I support the maps that came out, and I think that racial gerrymandering should end in the United States. The Supreme Court is correct. Look, everybody's well aware of America's history. That's why the 65 Voting Rights Act was passed, because of the systematic discrimination by Democrats in the South to stop Black people from voting. That is the history.
This call is being recorded.
That's the history of our country. I don't even know what that is. But
that's okay. We're recording it, too, so it's fine.
No, that's fine. But that being said, if you look at America, the last 40 years in our country, there has been no case, no example of systematic discrimination against Black voters or, quite frankly, any voters in America. So racial gerrymandering is not needed. Like I said, when this decision came out, the Democrats are not upset about the end of racial gerrymandering. They are upset about using racial gerrymandering for Democrat power. That's what they're upset about, because if the case allowed for them to build new Democratic seats, they wouldn't say a word about it. The reason they're pissed is because they're losing Democratic seats because they've used racial gerrymandering for their power base, not to the betterment of African-Americans in the United States of America.
We're talking to Byron Donalds. I have one last quick question for you, only because of I love the way your brain organizes things. And as a former debater, I have to ask, did you do debate in high school or college?
No, I didn't do debate in high school or college, but I mean, I'm a finance guy. So you have to, in finance, you have to be able to look at data and information and distill it.
This call is no longer being recorded.
I guess it's off now. But
absolutely.
You have to be able to distill information down to ways you can make key decision-making.
I love it. I love people who think in rhetorical elements and sentences and flourishes and poetry. I love people who think in bullets and, you know, structure and outlines. And I think really to be a good leader, you kind of have to do both. And it sounds like you do both. Hey, great to meet you for the first time. I really appreciate anybody who runs for political office. I'm too much of a coward to do it. Also, I don't think I could ever be elected. So, you know, I can argue it either way you want to go. But Byron Donalds, he is a congressman from Florida. He is running for governor. He is currently a congressman. But best of luck in the primary. Sir, thank you for the time this morning, and I hope to get to talk to you again soon.
Definitely. See you soon.
7:56 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. This program is being recorded.
Yeah, I know, right? That was hilarious.
It's just, you know, it's the funniest stuff when you have a, you know, kind of a group call going on or something like that, or staffers are listening. I mean, you know, it's whatever.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. Taking a look at I-10, I-110. They are all flowing smoothly. Even 98 Highway 29. Everything looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Can I say I kind of like the fact that he was a Democrat until 2010? I kind of like the fact that he grew up in New York.
But he understands it.
Right. Like my own history, you know, being almost an atheist, being a liberal, being, you know, like that gives you the ability to understand the other side so that you don't say as many dumb things when you're arguing for your. Anyway, I kind of like that. All right. 7:56 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
If He-Man, Skeletor, and Castle Grayskull, you have to put the castle together.
Yeah, the movie is coming. The movie is definitely coming. So everybody's excited about that. My wife's like, why would they make a movie? I'm like, you shut your mouth. You don't ask that question. You just enjoy it.
I told my son the other day, now you in my house.
I know. You know what was funny? Obviously, Byron Donovan's very polished, very capable, very thoughtful. I loved the laughing that he did every once in a while. I almost wish he would have done more of that, because I think that's the kind of, like, shows who you really are, that, you know, I mean, if somebody says something that's funny, like talking about his kids with the 6'7", you know, he laughs about that. So I appreciate that. All right, coming up next hour, the Transgressive Memorial Service. 92.3, 95.